U.S. greater than student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. News. E-Penjana, machines will receive up to RM 100 through e-wallets, expected by end of July, T&C apply. Two new clusters detected in Klang and Sarawak from foreigners and returning Malaysians. Malaysian girl warns netizens of Twitter user who used her IG photos for pornographic content. Tesla could potentially be opening shop in Singapore. Student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People Features Lifestyle, free this Sunday? Check out Sunky OG's visual exhibition of human colors and coexistence. Machines can get over RM1,000 off on Samsung products at this upcoming Samsung Super Brand Day on Shopee. Wob tries, we ate roasted crickets and honestly, it tastes really good. Health DG, the use of smart wristbands for people under surveillance can be considered. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. The one where they all reunite, FRIENDS special might begin filming next month. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Gulap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup, crocodile as a pet, shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How many times have we left our food unfinished to the dismay of food sellers and restaurants? Recently in Singapore, a student felt really sorry after she could not finish the food that she ordered. To not disappoint the restaurant owner, she gave the cashier a small tip and a handwritten note. On the 17th of July, two young girls and their mother visited Chef Kang's prawn noodle house, Toa Peo at around 2 p.m. The trio ordered their food and ate it when it was served. Right after paying and before leaving, a young girl in school uniform passed the cashier a note and left. The note read, "Hi, I really liked the prawn and spare ribs. Sorry I couldn't finish the rice. I need to leave and I wasn't very hungry, to begin with. The food comes in a big portion so it's definitely worth it. See you next time. I felt like it was such a shame to waste the food. Here's a tip. Sorry it's not much but it was my pocket money for today." The restaurant shared their deep appreciation towards this kind gesture on Facebook. They also said that the words of encouragement meant a lot to them, especially after the whole COVID-19 pandemic situation. "During this period of time, we were badly hit by COVID-19. But nevertheless, we continued to work hard to pull through this tough period by improving our food and services. This note made us feel that our efforts were all worth it. We also feel proud to know that young children these days have been brought up and nurtured to have such kindness. We would like to thank not only her for her caring actions but also her parents and teachers who played vital roles in inculcating such values in her. To thank the girl for her kind gesture, the restaurant invited her, her parents and her teachers to have a free lunch on them. The girl's mother has since contacted the restaurant. This is certainly such a sweet act. Spreading positivity will only bring in more positivity. Well done to the thoughtful girl. Also read, don't take too much, leave some for other people, Malaysian Oku dad tells 7-year son. Source, Nestia source, Facebook share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.